Artemisia's breakthrough self-portrait was bought by none other than King Charles I, that great stickler for protocol, though also a great lover of art. And there was no court in Europe more obsessed with protocol than that of Philip IV in Spain. But right at the heart of that court was the greatest of artistic freethinkers, Diego Velázquez. As official painter to the king, Velázquez produced images of the royals on demand, though always with unprecedented, sparkling naturalism, the human showing through the fancy dress. And on one occasion at least, despite or maybe because of the strength of his position, he committed an extraordinary act of painterly lèse majesté.
Towards the end of his career in 1656, Velázquez produced a picture, this one, Las Meninas, the Maids of Honor, which more than any other before or since stakes the most ambitious claim for the power of art and the artist. It's a painting which reverses all the usual expectations of the relationship between patron and artist. In this picture, it is the painter thoughtfully looking at us who is truly sovereign. Anyone who comes into the presence of this masterpiece, or as it really feels, steps across the threshold of that huge work, feels him or herself uncannily in the presence of all the characters who populate it. That thoughtful painter, the little princess, her maids of honor, the dwarves, even that slumbering dog. It is an absolute triumph of illusionistic painting. Something else as well. Velázquez is the most cerebral artist of his generation, and this is a huge brain teaser.
There's a giant in the room, and it's that epic-sized canvas. But what's on it? A painting of the little princess?